You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers, Nathan Redmond to score and Norwich to win is 9-2. Saido Berahino to score and West Brom to win in the market at 7-1. Derek, we've heard many people waxing lyrical about Alex Neil's influence this season, but following defeats against Leicester and last week's capitulation against Newcastle, 16th in the league, Norwich, only got 9 points from 9 Premier League games. They're in trouble.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, Leicester and Newcastle, maybe not so much Leicester. It would be an insult to say you'd fancy yourself 3 points there the way Leicester are playing. But Newcastle, they were all at sea, and then they go and chip 6 goals to them. Norwich are sad there for the taking right now. I mean, I hate packing West Brom away from home because you have to factor in the Tony Pulis effect, the fact that they hardly attack away from home. But you've got to attack Norwich because that defence looks awful. I think West Brom, there's not much to choose between these two sides, I don't think. Play this on neutral ground and you know 10 times and you probably end up five. You know, you wouldn't know who would be 3 draws, 3 wins for the away team, 3 for the home team or whatever.
I was enjoying you trying to count to 10 then, Derek.
Let me go back to that one. I really don't know what to think about this picture. All I would know is that West Brom are 11-4, despite the Tony Pulis effect, the fact that he doesn't attack away from home. They're too big, West Brom, 11-4. Norwich have been chipping goals. When you concede 6 goals against Newcastle, you know that something isn't right. And the odds here, another thing that isn't right are the odds. West Brom are too big at 11-4. If I was Tony Pulis, yeah, I know that he's made his name on getting a nil scoreline away from home against them. But you've got to think the best policy against Norwich these days is to attack them. Look on the evidence of last week. So I'm going to go for West Brom at 11-4.
West Brom, the selection for Derek. And as I mentioned before, Norwich, only 9 points from 9 games. They've conceded more goals than any other side in the Premier League this season, 20 in total. And they're just one of 3 clubs yet to keep a clean sheet. So things going wrong at Norwich at the moment.
But, you know, one thing Derek always says, and he's right about this, is that one thing that you do get with Premier League teams, when they've been on the end of a shellacking, they don't have, you know, turn in a very resolute performance, and I think that's what we'll get from Norwich. I don't think we'll see a kind of a gung-ho performance here. I think it's like, look, we've been humbled here. We've let 6 into a team who were struggling for their lives. Let's now I know we're at home, but we're gonna have a right old go at keeping this one tight. You know, I think they'll batten down the hatches here, Norwich. Pulis doesn't need any encouragement to batten. His hatches are permanently battened down, aren't they, Pulis? And I know what Derek's saying, but I think Pulis takes the long view of these kind of things and thinks, right, yeah, we're on 11 points. We can go there and try and win the game. We might get away with a draw. We might get beaten, you know, on any given day, and then we won't have a point. If we go there and do what I know we can do, we will get a point, especially given, if I'm right, Norwich's, you know, kind of wariness of going forward this time. So I'm gonna play a low-scoring draw here. Don't forget, these two played each other a few weeks ago. 3-0 it finished to Norwich in the League Cup. Wasn't much changed at West Brom team, though. There were quite a few changes there in their lineup. So I'd expect them to be stronger there. And again, that kind of chastening experience of losing 3-0 might just be fresh in their minds as to how they need to keep it tight. So, yeah, I'm looking at a low-scoring draw. So I'll go for the draw and under 2.5. In this one, that price is
The drawn under 2.5 goals, 3-1. 3-1 nicely for the drawn under 2.5 goals in that one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.